Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mining Day. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you brought up, you know, Hamilton pointed that out, I think, in 81. You know, there's not one syllable in the document under consideration that empowers the Supreme Court to decide on the constitutionality of laws. That yet they claim to be strict constructionists, you know, the whole thing originalist you brought up again, that they intended the document to be amended. They put a provision in the Constitution to amend the Constitution a step at a time. You know, so the Constitution today is not what the Constitution was in 1789 when it was, I think, ratified. That, you know, we no longer permit slavery, you know, that cattle slavery in this country. We allow women to vote. We allow people that are 18 years or older to vote. There's not the property requirement to vote anymore. So that we need to point, and we have justices on the Supreme Court that do not believe in the entire Constitution. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett belonged to an organization that questions the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, and probably the 16th as well, because, well, they forced the southern states to accept those amendments as a price to rejoin the Union. Well, T.S. I mean, the North was in some ways far too forgiving of some of the politicians of the southern states when they were allowed to rejoin the Union. And in fact, some of them, the traitors, were actually allowed to rejoin Congress. You know, they passed an act to allow them to rejoin Congress. I mean, that it's time to put this to bed, that they are actually anything other than a, you know, that quasi, you know, that they support the Republican Party tooth and claw, and they are just supporting fascism now.
Right. So I agree with you, Mark, and let me build on that because, well, first of all, you know, I don't look on this as a southern-northern question. I served in the Navy with a lot of southern guys. They were excellent friends, shipmates, excellent sailors, good men. They really were. And there's plenty of people up north in the Trump camp. And, you know, so this is not regional anymore. What this is fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. That is the Carl Sandburg poem where he said the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a great, great analogy, a great, great image. And the fact is that fascism does. And fascism is not a guy with a machine gun and medals on his chest kicking open your door. It's a lawyer coming to town. You don't even know he's coming to town. And he's meeting in secret with a Republican legislature, and suddenly they pass something that turns out that you... your vote is a beauty contest, that the state legislature is going to pick the presidential electors, and they'll pick Republican electors, and they will issue a gerrymander. And under this new North Carolina case that the Supreme Court is going to take up in October, your own state Supreme Court, even if a guy like Brian Hagedorn said, you know, look, this goes too far, so 4-3, they overturn it, the U.S. Supreme Court will say you can't do it. This is about your own state, though, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says the U.S. Supreme Court can even overturn anything. So they're getting away with it. Now, why are they getting away with it? There's an old saying, and it builds on this, where Joseph Stalin, murder of 20 million people, communist Russia, the Pope in Rome issued a declaration condemning him and all these murders. And he laughed and he said, how many divisions does the Pope have? Meaning soldiers. Well, that isn't the point. The Pope does not have any divisions. He has the Swiss guards who guard him. But the influence of Judeo-Christianity ultimately brought communism down a lot of places. Unfortunately, it's cropping up again in Venezuela, Cuba, and elsewhere. And it's always been in China and North Korea. Now, let's take that to the present in the United States. How many divisions does the Supreme Court have? They don't have any. They rely on authenticity. They rely on people believing that they're acting in good faith. They rely on legitimacy, a perception that they are legitimate. When the U.S. Supreme Court gives people the impression that they're not legitimate, they're not acting in good faith, people are going to say, well, why would I obey them? It'll be as if, say, some world court came in and said, you've got to do this. And we would say, who are you? Who are you? Well, that is what people are saying now and that I'm saying. Who are you? You're saying, for instance, in Dobbs overruling Roe v. Wade, that Oklahoma can pass a law that says that even to save the life of the mother, there can't be a medical procedure. There's no autonomy over your body. Joe Biden signs an executive order saying at least for the life of the mother, there should be. That's going to be contested in the U.S. Supreme Court. My question is, who are you? Where in the Constitution it says you can do any of this? Who are you? Then they're going to decide probably this fall or early winter that a state legislature that's already gerrymandered, this legislature that supposedly represents us, this is a legislature where the Democrats get about 53% of the legislative votes and get one third, 4% of the assembly seats. And this Wisconsin, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to say, because there's a majority of those kinds of states in the country, whatever you do is okay. Nobody, not even your governor by veto, not even your state Supreme Court applying state law, can overturn what you say. You are sacred. You are a mystical being of some sort, self-creating because you gerrymandered. You're not representative of the people. Well, I don't believe that. I do not agree to obey that. I do not look on that as legitimate. I do not look on that as being in good faith. Now, there's an old dictum that actually Boris Johnson said when people started to protest against him and he had to step down as Prime Minister of the UK. The charges that he was accused of on the surface would not have resulted in impeachment of an American president. One of them was that he broke a COVID quarantine order that his own government had put in to hold a reception or a party at his house. Well, Gavin Newsom did that by going out to dinner at the French Laundry restaurant in San Francisco. There was a recall election and he beat it. The other thing that Boris Johnson is alleged to have done is he appointed an official whom he knew had a history of having made inappropriate advances to other men sexually in clubs, and he appointed him to some position and he did it again. Okay, that isn't good. And if a president did that, he'd be roundly criticized, but he would not be impeached and convicted and removed from office. People asked Johnson, why then did you leave? And he said, quote, when the herd moves, the herd moves. When the herd moves, the herd moves. If you have thousands of cattle in a herd, suddenly they all move, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't turn them back. You can't turn them back. Then they start to stampede. You can't turn them back. And in this, enough people had been disgusted with him, and it wasn't those two issues. It was his abusive, bullying nature that ticked a lot of people off, and he had to leave. So when the herd moves, the herd moves. When there is widespread unity in this country that this is an illegitimate Supreme Court and must be removed, they will be removed. They will be impeached and convicted. It's just like a president. You impeach them by majority vote in the House. You convict them by two-thirds of the vote in the Senate. Right now, that takes 67 senators. We're 50-50, and you have right-wing senators, Cruz, Hawley, Rubio, Lindsey Graham, Ron Johnson. They'll never go along with it. It takes them to be voted out. We're going to start doing that with Ron Johnson in November. But this is not going to happen overnight. But I am telling you the ominous news, what they are doing, the Supreme Court is doing with their decisions. And remember, they're all fairly young. These new appointments. They're in their, what, 50s, 40s? They could go on. They could go on for three more, for 30 more years, 40 more years. They could afflict you in the year 2060. They have got to be impeached and convicted and taken out of office. Or, and I do not like the idea of packing, but something like that has got to occur. You have got to do something to stop them from destroying our democracy. And the final thing I'm going to leave you with before you sign off for today is this. This is all because Amy Comey Barrett, during the lame duck, Ginsburg died just before, and Amy Comey Barrett was rammed through, and it's 5-4. Roberts probably won't go along with it. You're going to let a rammed through, after Garland was held for a year, you're going to get a rammed through illegitimate Supreme Court appointment, 5-4, to overturn everything that George Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton, Franklin, and Jay did? Are you going to let that happen? I don't think so. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn, direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Hey, hey, hey.